I'm Tim McGuire. The Senate impeachment trial of President Trump is officially underway.
Do you solemnly swear that in all things appertaining to the trial of the impeachment of Donald John Trump, President of the United States, now pending, you will do impartial justice according to the Constitution and laws, so help you God.
Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts delivering the Senate's trial oath. Delaware Democrat Chris Coons says he feels the responsibility.
Raising my right hand and swearing to do impartial justice was a solemn moment for all of us.
President Trump told reporters in the Oval Office,
a phony hoax put out by the Democrats so they can try and win an election that hopefully they're not going to win.
New revelations have emerged about the president's dealings with Ukraine. The Government Accountability Office saying the White House violated federal law in withholding the security assistance to Ukraine. At the same time, an indicted associate of Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, Lev Parnas, has turned over the two prosecutors new documents linking the president to the shadow foreign policy being run by Giuliani. AP's Eric Tucker reports.
Part of what the president has suggested all along is that he wasn't Rudy Giuliani's keeper. He didn't know about all of these conversations. And so now you have this person who was very close to Giuliani suggesting otherwise, and he is insisting that the president was aware the whole time and was in the loop. And he describes hearing and having knowledge of Rudy Giuliani briefing the president directly.
A pickup truck ran off a highway into a Starbucks in McHenry, Illinois, some 50 miles northwest of Chicago today. Police say three people have been taken to hospitals. They also don't know what led to the crash. Roof of the building has collapsed, and an entire wall of the shop was also knocked down by the truck. This is AP News. Convoys of food and supplies are making it to mountain towns outside Seattle that have been cut off for days by heavy snow that's fallen in the Northwest. Cheryl Wall, who lives in Skykomish, tells KOMO,
it definitely is out of the norm for how short of a time we've gotten this much snow.
Power is out in the town, as well as a number of other mountain towns and villages. Storm system is moving to the south and east parts of Northern California, Lake Tahoe bracing for feet of snow. A South Carolina woman is sentenced to 25 years in prison after pleading guilty to fatally poisoning her husband by putting eye drops into his water for days. Lana Sue Clayton pleaded guilty to voluntary manslaughter, tampering with a food or drug. She says her husband Stephen was abusive and she didn't mean to kill him, just make him uncomfortable. Prosecutors say she also destroyed his will as part of an effort to inherit more than $2 million in assets and property. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.